Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All righty, 6:16 now. I would alert those of you coming down the Belchase Bridge if you're in the right lane, because they got a lot of traffic pattern shifting and so forth. Be aware, because it was raining, and naturally when it rains, you know, you can't see too much peripherally with the windshield wipers and so forth. So I was watching the white dots on the right-hand side of the road, those reflective things, and I was following along, and unfortunately with the new traffic pattern, they end at the shoulder of the road, and then they don't pick up where the lane begins. So if you're following those reflective white strips, and you think that's the road, well, it's going to lead you into the shoulder. So be aware of that as you get off of the Belchase Bridge this morning, and wherever you are. I think a lot of us have forgotten how to drive in the rain in the dark for whatever reason, because we haven't had a lot of it during the dark, at least not early that I can remember. Forecast officially today, highs only in the mid-80s, but that's because it's going to rain most of the day here and there, highs of 80. Some of those showers could be heavy. And I don't think you can park on the neutral ground as of now. I don't think the city has said anything. One other little thing here, the texting line, and I don't know if this has to do with my feud with AT&T or not, because you never know who's listening where, right? Well, the text line apparently is down, so if you have any questions for our next guest, Chef Kevin Belton, you're going to have to do it the old-fashioned way and call in to 504-260-1870, and I'll pass them along. Chef Kev Belton, of course, over at WWL-TV, PBS, author of how many cookbooks, Chef Kevin?
Four
cookbooks. And he's here to help you with whatever cooking things, questions you have, or et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. How you been, big fella?
Doing fine. I'm glad you're safe this morning.
Yeah, that was something, the way the dots just kind of led me into the shoulder. It's like, well, I'm awake now. There's no need for coffee. What you been cooking this week over at Channel 4 that we would like to have the recipe for, and you can tell us how to do?
Well, you know, this is National Catfish Month, so I decided to do a nice pecan-crusted catfish.
Ooh.
And when you could, I use pecans because, you know, we have so many pecans down here. But you can do this with any nut. You can do this with pistachios, cashews, peanuts, whatever you like. But I put the pecans in a food processor, and I put in a couple tablespoons of Creole seasoning and about a half teaspoon of cayenne pepper, and I puree that. And when you puree them, you want to pulse them, because if you do it too on high speed for too long, that heats up, the blade will heat up, the oil comes out of the nuts, and it starts to cake up. So you want to pulse them. You don't want to run them on high, run them on low, but just enough to get those pecans broken up. And basically took my fish, dipped it in flour that I had seasoned with Creole seasoning and salt. Then I did an egg and milk wash. I did it, say, for one egg, about a few tablespoons of milk, flour, egg and milk, then in your pecan mixture, because that first dip will help it glue on.
Mm-hmm.
I sprayed a sheet pan, lined it with parchment paper, and then put the fish right down on that. Now, you can do both sides of your fish, or you can just do one side of your fish with the pecans on them. 375-degree oven, they bake for about 25 minutes. And it's just a wonderful way to do fish, something a little bit different, you know, because we're always used to having fish either fried or sautéed or, you know, but hey, this way, pecan crusted, it's really a nice different flavor to them. Gives them a little bit of crunch.
Yeah, I was going to say, and plus I guess the pecans themselves have a kind of flavor that's different that works well with the catfish?
Yeah. The pecans have it gives them a nice flavor, and something different. I served them on top of mashed potatoes.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't think of fish and mashed potatoes, do you?
But I tell you what, it works.
Well, I don't know why. I don't know why you don't, but why wouldn't you?
Well, you know, Peyton and I were talking, because Peyton says, you know, I've never had potatoes with fish.
Mm-hmm.
But there's another recipe. If you take like a fillet, brush a little mustard on it, take you could do Creole mustard, a little bit of yellow mustard. Take a potato and shred it. Put that shredded potato on, pack it onto that fish where that mustard is so it'll stick on.
Mm-hmm.
And then in your skillet, do the fish side down for about 2 minutes. Turn it over and let it go for about 5 or 6 minutes. You want those potatoes to crust up and cook. And by the time that other side of that fish cooks, now it could take anywhere from 5 to 8 minutes, depending on how thick that fish is. But you've got a potato crusted fish that it's delicious because that potatoes get nice and crispy. Think of a hash brown on top of a potato, on top of a piece of fish.
That sounds awesome. And to be clear, you're talking about Peyton Malone, your local weather expert, I believe, not Peyton Manning, or I don't know. Who are you talking about? Or Sean Payton?
It was Peyton Malone.
All right, they got a lot of them. I was just curious. 6:21, we're talking to Chef Kevin Belton. I got a couple of questions about catfish since it's National Catfish Month. And if you have any questions for Chef Kev, I apologize, but the text line, for whatever reason, has gone down. Again, it could be because of my feud with AT&T. I don't know. They have far-reaching fingers, you know. That's a big old hand that reaches a lot of areas. But if you want to talk to Chef Kev, you're going to have to call in at 504-260-1870. We'll hook you up. Right now, it's time for traffic on WWL. 6:26 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, a rainy Thursday morning. And it's going to be rainy throughout the day, really, if you look ahead at the forecast. Chef Kevin Belton is our guest. I will remind people, Kev, that the rain, of course, keeps the heat down. Tomorrow, we're looking at a 70% chance for showers tomorrow, 80% today, 70 tomorrow, then 60 on Saturday, 40 on Sunday. Then next week, we get into our regular, I guess, summertime pattern for late August. Do you like the rain to break up the heat, or does it kind of
It doesn't bother me. You know, here's a crazy story. Our son had some friends over the other day. I go to pick him up pizza. Well, I went to the wrong spot. It's raining like cats and dogs. So I just decide, hey, I can dry off when I get home. Went to the wrong place, so I got wet twice. So.
Why would you be ordering pizza when you're the chef? Why wouldn't you be making that or not? I'm surprised to hear you eat out.
That's the same reason why you don't talk at home.
Ah, now I get it. That's the same reason why I don't really care to have a lot of friends. It's as we psychoanalyze Tommy today here on the radio, but because I get a lot of that during the time I'm at work. You're right. So look, catfish, Kev, I got a problem because maybe it's an irrational fear. I love catfish, but I hate to order it because if it's strong, it's miserable. It's terrible. I can't eat it, and I don't like to send food back at a restaurant, so I often don't order it. What is it that makes it strong? Can you, you know, because you always ask them, is it strong? And they'll say, oh, no, it's great. And then you get it, and it's terrible. What makes it what gives it that strong flavor? Or is that
catfish
part of catfish?
They're usually bottom feeders, so that's where more the mud and the silt is.
Mm-hmm.
So they hang out toward the bottom. But at catfish farms, they feed them. So when the truck comes around these ponds, they hear the truck and they come feed off the top. So that's the biggest difference.
Wait a minute. The catfish hear the truck?
Yeah, they'll hear when it's feeding time, they will hear the truck come to drive around. They usually build a road around these ponds where they raise catfish. And when they hear that truck come, they know it's feeding time. And as they throw the pellets in the water, the fish just come up to the top, and it looks like you turned on a jacuzzi because they feed on the top. They don't feed off the bottom. So that's why they're fairly clean.
At this time, I'm reminded of when I took a job as a construction at the rebuilding of the Continental Grain Elevator. And on day one, the tool guy tried to send me to look for level bubbles. And I realized that I was having my leg pulled, but here with catfish hearing trucks rumbling toward them and then making a jacuzzi, it seems as though my leg is being pulled again, but is
no,
it or not?
No, no, serious. If you ever get a chance to go see this, it's incredible.
Now you're sending me on a snipe hunt. That's what you're doing. Now you're going to send me off into the woods, right?
No, you know what? I have a friend that has a place over in Mississippi and feeds every day, feeds the fish out behind his house, and they just come up to the surface and eat right off the surface as soon as they hit that first splash, and it works.
All right, I'll take it you were, but there's no way to determine at a restaurant whether it's going to be strong or not. I mean, you just have to go with it, right, and hope?
Most of it is farm-raised.
All right.
Oh, the other thing is, ask for if they're serving Dezalman's catfish.
Okay.
From Lake Dezalman's.
Because I can't take that strong catfish. Thank you, sir. Have a great weekend. Kevin Belton, chef over at WWL-TV. Pick up one of his cookbooks. We'll talk to the Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry, Mike Strain, when we come back. Always a big half hour of positivity. Right now, it's time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.